The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon, this is JB again, and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. This is the Small Business Talk Show. Don't forget, the chat room is open, but due to time constraints, we have a short show. We're also going to be unable to directly respond to all of your questions and comments. Hey, Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. And again, welcome to our show. Remember, you can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or via email at info@cardsolutions.us, or please visit our website, www.cardsolutions.us. Our topic today is going to be a little bit of a recap of some of the topics we've covered concerning credit card processing over the last 3 months that Biz Solutions has been on the air. These are topics that are going to relate to most small to business to medium-sized businesses.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Let's start with who has to accept credit cards.
That is such an easy question to answer.
Okay, well, answer it.
Everybody, if you are selling a product. If you are selling a service, if you have a business today, you need to be accepting credit cards.
Well, why do I have to accept credit cards? Some people ask. I've never lost a sale.
And my answer to them is, prove it to me. How do you know you haven't lost a sale? Does someone that is not doing business with you knock on your door and say, hey, by the way, I'm not coming in because you don't accept credit cards?
How about the guy a few months ago who said, I can't afford to take credit cards?
You know my answer to that. You can't afford not to take credit cards. In this economy, any business that is not accepting credit cards or debit cards from their customers is missing out on business. Because unfortunately, a lot of the businesses out there, you are what we would call fringe businesses. That means that someone can do without you. So to get that business, they may want you, but they can do without your services or products. So if you want them to buy from you, you've got to let them pay the way they want to. So you genuinely cannot afford not to take credit cards. Right.
Basically, the small business person, Donna, needs to consider it as part of their general overhead, the expense for credit cards, which is not very expensive, after all.
That's the hardest part to get across to merchants. I know you've heard me say it before if you've listened to our show. Do you pay your electric bill? Yep. Do you like it? Nope. Well, credit card processing is the only overhead that you're going to pay that's actually going to make you money. And you've got to get the mindset on these people that say, I can't afford to take credit cards. You're not considering it in your overall business plan. It is definitely part of your overhead. And there's many ways, as we've explained in past shows, to recoup those costs, just like you would that electric bill.
Right. Well, Donna, how do you choose a good processor, in your opinion?
Basically, there are three criteria in deciding who you're going to use as to do your processing. The first criteria is, what does the person standing in front of you show you as far as experience? Unfortunately, in the life of a salesperson in my industry, they got about 6 months. 6 months is not a lot of experience. Jay, you
that's
and I,
for sure.
Yeah, we've owned Card Solutions we're in our 15th year. That's experience. We've been through all the changes from where the banks weren't even processing you unless you were an open door business, to where we started specializing in e-commerce when it first started back in 1996, 1997. helping that big boom of the home-based businesses accept credit cards. That's experience. Someone that's been in the business for about 6 months, 3 months, 2 weeks, that's not experience.
Well, they also need to know all the rules and regulations of not only Visa, MasterCard, but also the Federal Reserve. They need to know how the Federal Reserve operates. They need to know how the Federal Trade Commission operates and so on. And it's just so important. You cannot learn that in 6 months. And we're still learning every single week.
The one word you can ask whoever's standing in front of you or who's talking to you on the phone or emailing back and forth, ask them a question about interchange. They're going to look at you like a deer in a headlight because mostly salespeople, even from your banks, they're not trained in the credit card processing industry. They are trained to sell. So if you start asking them questions about loyalty and gift cards, check guarantee, cash advances, but the main word, talk about interchange. Because if you're really good in this industry, you know that interchange is your Bible. You know how it works. You know how prices are derived from interchange. Your salespeople will not even know the word interchange.
Now, for those listeners that are out there who don't understand what interchange is, basically it's the costs that are charged by the major card companies.
Think of it as the prime rate of credit card processing.
Exactly.
Your prime rate in your banks are what drive your interest rates. That's what interchange does as far as the costs you're paying as a merchant for accepting credit cards. And unfortunately, it's gotten very difficult. When we started back 15 years ago, what were there, Jamie? 8 to 10 interchanges?
That would be a lot.
Yeah, that was probably a lot. Now there's over 100.
Yeah.
So it's getting more involved instead of getting easier. And if they don't have experience in this industry, they can't talk to you on an intelligent, logical level about where the costs that you're paying are coming from.
Right. And for those listeners out there that don't know, I mean, you can look up, this is published information, yes, what the interchange rates are for each specific kind of card. You can look it up on our website at cardsolutions.us. Click on pricing, and then you'll see the interchange rates or the costs for Visa cards and for MasterCard, and Discover also follows along with MasterCard rates.
When you're talking about experience, you also want to find out, are they showing you one terminal and one terminal only? I remember when I used to follow behind some salespeople on the street. They're taught one pricing and one terminal.
That's when you used to walk the streets.
That's when I used to walk the streets. The terminal is very important. If you're an open-door business, you're using a terminal. We now have, which Jay and I had a whole show on, PCI compliance. Mm-hmm. Your terminals have to be PCI compliant. Are they even mentioning that? Are they even making sure that they're putting you in compliant terminals? Are they offering repair and service and support? This all comes with experience. And it should be the very first criteria you consider when you are choosing who you're going to do your processing with.
Right. A lot of salespeople out there, they're just out there to make that commission, and that's it. Is there a lot of commission? No, because there's very little markup, but then they put you in all sorts of lease programs and things like that, which give them a much higher commission. I've seen these lease programs, for a machine, for a credit card terminal that will sell for $199. I've seen people put them into a 3-year lease program at $49.95 per month. So they're paying thousands of dollars over that period of time when it's really only $199 for the cost of the terminal.
If you don't learn anything else from our show, never lease a terminal. We stopped leasing probably 10 years ago. I will not lease you.
That's a small terminal. Business terminal. We got it.
Right.
We got to sure of that.
Yeah, I'm talking about the little credit card processing terminals.
There are POS systems out there that cost a few $1,000s, and it's probably worthwhile leasing it.
But for just those little terminals you have sitting on your counter, never, 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 never lease a terminal. You're paying way too much. If someone wants you to lease it, run away from them. The second criteria, Jay, what would you think the second criteria is to consider when you're choosing a credit card processor?
I know what it is because you told me before we came here. Honesty.
That is so, so important.
Yeah. Do these other salespeople make promises that they can't keep? You know, you got to think about that. Are they giving you a quote, a verbal quote, and not even putting it in writing? And then you see your, when you do sign up with them, you see your rates going sky high and all sorts of hidden fees and all that.
Remember the car wash we did? We signed them up, and another processor walked in, and unfortunately it was from a bank, stole them away from us.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, we're giving you better rates. Well, it was really funny, that part, because they were identical. They just moved the decimal points around to different levels. They were paying the exact same rate, but the merchant couldn't realize it. But the bad part was they promised them no annual fees, which,
right,
I will tell you, with Card Solutions International, you will never, ever, ever, ever have an annual fee. That is part of our bargaining power in the industry.
Well, I don't know about never, ever, ever. I mean, things do change in the future.
Going forward until I retire, I am trying to promise you. We haven't had it in the last 10 to 12 years.
Right.
We have not
right.
charged an annual fee. Right now, right. unless the industry changes, so Jay is right, that's optional for an agent to charge an annual fee. We don't do it. But they were promised verbally, and I think even in the written quote, if I'm not mistaken, no annual fee. Well,
right.
guess what? 2 months after their processing, they were charged an annual fee. Jay was just trying to be nice for them because they had been our customer for a long time. He calls the bank to find out why the annual fee, and will you please give them a refund? The bank told them, oh, we're sorry. Our salespeople can't make promises like that. I'm so sorry you were promised that. Guess what? You can't have a refund, and you will be paying an annual fee.
Yeah. Well, it comes back to honesty again. We will tell you, the merchant or the prospective merchant, if you're already in a good program processing with competitive rates and fees. Most of these other salespeople out there and a lot of bank reps will not tell you that either.
No, they're going to tell you what you, the merchant, wants to hear in order to get the sale, and they're not going to tell you if in a good program. They're going to play with their numbers so it looks better, and if you know how to really use all the charts and figure out what you're actually paying, 9 times out of 10, not all the time, but 9 times out of 10, you're not actually getting better rates. So we're very upfront. We'll take your statement if you're already processing. We'll put it to the charts, and we're going to tell you either you're in a great program, don't move, which I've told a lot of merchants that, or we're going to show you in black and white on at least that month what we could have saved you.
Right. The third criteria consider is
personal involvement,
which we definitely are involved with every one of our merchants. It doesn't matter whether they're doing $100 a month or $1.5 million a month in processing. We're involved with that merchant. It's very difficult to find a new customer. It's even harder, believe it or not, to retain that customer. And that's why, you know, we talk about retention all the time. And one way to retain a customer is to be involved personally. I'm not saying call, you know, your customer every single day or even once a month, but periodically you always want to be in touch with them. You know, basically what? Who is there after the sale?
So many times when you're buying just from a salesperson, besides the fact that their life in our industry isn't very long, they're not there. They're on to the next sale. We don't do that in our office. I got to say, what, maybe 80% of our merchants come to us for merchant services. They don't call the toll-free number. Now, the toll-free number is always available to them. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem after 2 a.m., because as we've said in the past, Jay's working emails up until 2 o'clock in the morning. Anytime after that, you have an issue, you're going to have to use the toll-free number. But normally, if you ask a question, who's there after the sale, their only answer to you is going to be, well, you got a toll-free number available to you 24/7. That's true. You have someone that has been trained to look up a book in their book by index of the question you have and give you the standard answer to your question. A good example was Sunday, yesterday, at 11 o'clock in the morning, I got an email from a brand new merchant that was totally confused and lost and had sales to put through. I stopped everything on a Sunday. I sat down at the email, and I held her hand through putting her transactions through. I promise you, you're not going to find a salesperson or a bank out there on Sunday at noon, at 11, at 10. I don't care if it's 7 o'clock at night that's going to do that for you.
And I suffered. You know why? My breakfast was late.
Your breakfast was not on the table.
That's right.
Because I had to help a customer.
That's right. I suffered. But we go that extra mile for our merchants.
We also match our program to your business profile. We're not going to put you in a program that's too big for you. I can't tell you how many times a merchant will come to me. I'm bidding on their business, and they're telling me these magnificent programs that other companies have promised them. Now, this may be a customer that's looking to do about $3,000 a month, and mm-hmm. they're trying to put them in this very expensive either internet program or a mobile program. They're in over their heads.
Right.
It's something they can't afford to do.
Yeah, they don't need a $700 wireless GPRS credit card terminal when it only cost them maybe $59 to key in the transaction either on their phone or through the internet. You know, it's very important for anyone out there who's looking at credit card processing, you know, to make sure that you are using a program that will benefit you and that it will fit you, and don't only look for pricing, but, you know, don't go over your head either.
Exactly. We at Card Solutions International stay educated, and we are always on the cutting edge. And we take that education and what we've learned and what's new in the industry, and we pass that on to our merchants. To our new merchants coming up, we try to work with them on new and different programs that are best going to suit them. For existing merchants, we stay in touch with them, just like what we were talking about Memorial Day, the week before, about PCI compliance and us calling our merchants and helping them through this little threshold. That's what we do. Card Solutions, we stay educated, and we keep our merchants educated.
And therefore, we have probably one of the lowest percentage of account closures out there in the industry because we do keep them educated, and we do contact them periodically.
Exactly. And you may wonder, okay, now I've found who I want to do business with. How do I know what program I want? If you call us at Card Solutions International, we have programs that will fit you if you're a swiped merchant and all the different terminals you will benefit from. We obviously work with mail order and telephone order and home-based businesses. We have terminals. We have a phone program. We have mobile programs. We have the virtual terminal. If you're internet, we have several gateways that you can benefit from. As we've been informing you since, back in April, we are resellers of the newest program out there for credit card processing, which is the iPhone program.
It's the iPhone program, and very quickly, those of you who have an iPhone and want to be able to accept credit cards, there's a little sleeve that the iPhone docks into, and it's got a MagStripe reader on the sleeve. You just swipe it through. It goes, dials out securely, goes through a gateway, and gets the approval in that manner. Relatively inexpensive. You're getting the swipe rate, and you're saving yourself a lot of money.
Well, time is slipping away.
Already?
Yeah. Jay, it's time for your tip of the week.
Oh, boy. We had so much more to talk about here.
I know. Sorry. It's time for your tip.
Okay. Chad, can I give a tip of the week?
Yes.
Okay. We're not ready to sign off yet. Tip of the week. Do your homework. Take your time while you choose who you do business with. Price, again, should not be your only deciding factor. But most important, compare apples to apples. Make sure you're comparing one program with another program that it is similar, that you're not comparing a swipe program with a non-swipe or an internet-type program.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. Now that you've had the opportunity to get to know Jay and myself and Card Solutions International, Jay and I would appreciate the opportunity to win your credit card processing business. Remember, Card Solutions International processes nationwide. So whatever state you're in, you can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us. Please visit us at www.cardsolutions.us. Have a great week and go make business happen.
So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I've over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us, or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us.